Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. John chapter 1, verses 35 through 42. It reads, "The next day John the Baptist again was standing with two of his disciples. As he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, 'Look, here is the Lamb of God.' The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, 'What are you looking for?' They said to him, 'Rabbi,' which translated means teacher, 'where are you staying?' He said to them, 'Come and see.' They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, 'You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas,' which is translated Peter." In Scripture, nothing is coincidental, including and most specifically a person's name. Simon means "he has heard" in Hebrew. Jesus immediately changes Simon's name to Cephas, which means rock in Aramaic. Simon Peter's whole identity will be changed through the course of the next few years, from fisherman to leader of the first century Jewish Christian church. When we decide to enter into a relationship with the Lord, we too are changed forever. Our identity, our lives are transformed, maybe not as quickly as Simon's, but nevertheless changed. I invite you to join with me today in reflecting on being present to the movement of the divine in our lives and how this awareness changes who we are. As we begin to enter into the uneasiness of Lent and our personal journeys through the wastelands, through the cross, to the day of resurrection, we will be different on Easter morn. If we truly spend the next 40 days seeking to come and see our Lord, we will be new on Easter morning. Our names are important. I invite you to take some time today and research the full meaning of your name. Share with a friend the story behind you receiving your name or nickname. If you have children of any age, take time today to remind them of how they were named. Take the time today to learn someone else's name, perhaps in a store, or at a gas station, or in your walk of life at lunch. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 308 of the Book of Common Prayer, the collect for holy baptism found at the top of the page. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin, and have raised them to new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. I invite you to call back on Monday for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. Grant, most merciful Lord, to your faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.